Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in. Quarter number three. Earthquakes are happening here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're here in the Labatt Blue studio. We are safe. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Little microphone mishap from my friend Greg Pickle over here. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. This is
so excited for this segment. I know.
This is Ask Greg. It's all about him, and he got a little enthusiastic as we got off the ground here. But these are your Penn State football questions, your recruiting questions, whatever you got for us as we start to get into the depths of the offseason. Greg will take your questions. The best question, as determined by my friend Gregory, will get a KSN polo shirt. Pretty sweet deal. If you have the Keystone Sports app, there's a Ask Greg button, nice and easy. You push it, you fire off your question. If we answer it, and if it's deemed the best question of that particular week, you got yourself a polo shirt. So again, Keystone Sports app. These are the questions we got. We'll get rolling with them for this week. I had one that I wanted to get off the ground here. Now I can't seem to find it. We'll go with Dan from Florida. With a large recruiting event this past weekend, I would think that Coach Franklin would need to address the hazing issue with recruits and parents. Are there any reports how the issue was addressed, since Franklin's probably under orders from lawyers not to say anything?
Yeah, and the recruits and their families are going to be under the same kind of orders, albeit not as binding as the school attorney talking to James Franklin, but they're not going to want that message, that statement put out into the media by recruits. So, you know, we'll ask and see if anybody wants to go on the record about that. But I'm going to just go ahead and assume that everyone's going to keep that part of the visit weekend quiet. Look, it's not something that I'm sure they spent a lot of time addressing, and I'm sure they had some of the players around the building, you know, to talk about the locker room culture and the team and all that. But, you know, it sounds like something that might be a major obstacle when it comes to recruiting. I'm just not terribly sure if it is, though. I think that they were able to address it, and they probably, you know, shared some things that they wouldn't share with you or me or other people in the media or the public. But certainly, they got out in front of that one, and considering kids came and had a good time, I'm sure that it wasn't as big of a roadblock as maybe it would, seems like it could be.
And as far as what that looks like, so there's obviously, you know, when there's a lawsuit present, there's only so much in the way of specifics you can get into. But I could see James Franklin really just making a general statement to family, saying, look, I can't get into the ins and outs of it, but I believe in the culture that we've built here. I believe in the players that we have here. We're going to take care of your kids. You listen to what our players around the building have said. You listen to what players who have been around here in the past have said. I'll let that speak for itself. I can see a general kind of blanket statement that's of reassurance that doesn't get into any specifics whatsoever, even acknowledging why he's making that statement. But in the early going here, I don't think we've seen much of an impact of this. You know, right. I think everybody is smart enough in this situation to view it with a skeptical lens and to at least explore that option and see this program, if you have that offer out there to come visit, to see that program with your own eyes, to hear from James Franklin directly. But that's a good question. You know, we've talked about this a little bit earlier in the week.
Yep.
This is the question I wanted to get to also. Mark from Murraysville. Hi, Greg. Love the show. That's why I wanted to get to the question. Not really. With Penn State hiring new wide receivers and special teams coaches last year, new offensive coordinator, offensive line coaches this year, and a new wide receiver coach, what next two coaches will James Franklin have to replace with the scenario of one leaves for another job and the other is not renewed? So some pretty specific parameters here in this exercise.
Well, I mean, I would assume that, you know, we've heard some guys say that they have head coaching aspirations down the road. I think Terry Smith does. I think Tim Banks does. And I think Brent Pry does. So, and Sean Spencer wants to be a defensive coordinator. So there's going to be some shuffling among that defensive staff. Maybe not in the next year, Dustin, but I think it could be within the next year. I think that this could be the last year that that group sticks together. Think about how rare it is to have that many coaches on staff for that long of a period of time. I don't know which guy will fall into which boat, but I could easily see that staff being shuffled, maybe almost in entirety, by this time next year, depending on how things go this year, of course.
Yeah, I think that there's some truth to that. I also think that, you know, Urban Meyer during his time at Ohio State was replacing coaches left and right. If you're successful,
right,
and your program creates bigger opportunities for assistant coaches, then you're going to have to be in the market for new assistants quite a bit. That's just one of the big and really one of the defining factors of if a head coach is going to be successful or not is if he can keep surrounding himself with high-end coaches or up-and-coming coaches or guys who can get the job done, even if there's not a lot of permanence in their situation.
Right.
James Franklin has struck a good balance, I feel like, of bringing in new guys and keeping some of his core staffers around. The other part of that conversation is if you have a reputation for creating those opportunities, you're going to have a reputation. You're going to be able to draw more talented coaches to your spots. And I think, you know, the offensive coordinator position, you had one guy come in from relative obscurity, Joe Moorhead, right, as a head coach at Fordham, came in, right guy, right time, with the right personnel, I think, and he created a situation. He got a big-time job in the SEC.
Yep.
Didn't work out, but that's neither here nor there. Now you had another guy, Ricky Ronnie, who's a young coach in the industry, who has been with James Franklin for a while, who James Franklin said didn't really want a head coaching job.
Right.
Now he's a head coach too. So that offensive coordinator position has a developing reputation as one that can be a really, really good stepping stone.
Sure does.
We'll see. Kirk Ciarrocca, we mentioned him earlier in the show, as maybe not being the guy with that type of ambition, but we'll see what happens with him.
Yeah. I mean, as we've come to find that sometimes guys that you think have no interest being a head coach all of a sudden do.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is Ask Greg. Your Penn State football questions, submit them using the Keystone Sports app. We'll answer them on the air. Maybe you get a t-shirt, a polo shirt out of it. The segment brought to you by our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Also, the place to get all your big game bets in. As we look ahead a couple weeks, check out all they have to offer, including countless prop bets and football squares. All you got to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Yep. Use code KSN when you do. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. Code KSN and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So Ask Greg rolls on here. Some questions. Brian from Miami calls you Mr. Pickle,
yeah,
which I think is a funny name. But I think it's going to be really easy keeping all four running backs happy next year. You just give a few guys a second role. Slade can take reps at slot receiver. Brown could be the kickoff returner, and Ford could be the punt returner. The bigger question is what to do with the two incoming freshmen. Do you just redshirt them in 2020? Because I don't see them playing unless someone gets injured.
Yeah, fair question. Not a bad point. To me, though, you know, if you're going to start redshirting guys immediately because you have so much other talent on the roster, guess what? You're going to stop landing pretty quickly, Dustin.
True.
Four-star and five-star running backs who think they can play from day one. So, you know, I think that it's not a terrible idea, but to think that, you know, Penn State's going to not even give these guys a chance to get on the field just because they have guys in front of them that are very good, I don't think that's the case. Because, again, you want to be able to sell in recruiting that you are a place where even though there are talented guys here, you can still get on the roster. And even though I think I've said last week that I am fairly convinced that all these guys are going to stay, who's to say that after spring practice that one of them doesn't decide to move on, potentially opening up a spot for someone to come in and earn a role? So we'll just have to wait and see. Keep in mind, too, that Kirk Ciarrocca might completely change how that running back rotation works and how that pitcher works, and that could make guys leave as well.
Here's what I would say about the running back picture. If you look at the numbers and the distribution of snaps and carries, you could maybe make a case that, you know, Ricky Slade would be dissatisfied or Devin Ford would be dissatisfied. But I think all you need to do in this situation is demonstrate that a player might have some control over their future. And what I mean by that is Ricky Slade began the year as the starter. He began the year with he had the biggest foot in the door.
Yep.
And so he got the first look, the most extended look first.
Yep.
It wasn't working out, so the coaching staff adjusted. Noah Kane was a guy who enrolled in January. Everybody kind of knew his game, the best short yardage back. He made a case, a good case, To get work, and he was on the field for key fourth quarter drives, and he was on the field and in situations the coaching staff adapted and they made use of him. As the year shifted into the second half, it became more apparent that Journey Brown was the best back on the roster, and you saw what he did late in the year too. Everybody got the chance, and the coaching staff has on paper, on film, that, hey, look, you know, if you're in the running here, we have evidence that if you are deserving of a bigger role, we are going to give that to you. All you got to do is show up, do the right things, take advantage of the opportunities when they're given to you. It's never going to be a perfect situation.
No.
But look, we over the course of time, you're going to have some control. And if Noah Kane hadn't gotten hurt, maybe it unfolds a little bit differently. I think Penn State has shown, you know, incoming guys. And I think to Brian's point, you can assign guys other responsibilities and use them in ways that kind of keeps you're able to use their skill set. You're able to keep them satisfied, keep them happy and all that. But I don't think they need to do much different than what they did last year, other than use their eyes, their ears, the film to make choices along the way. This is the burden that comes with the opportunity of having so many good running backs.
Right. That's 100% it. And you'd rather have that problem and not have it.
We'll get to one more question here before we pick a winner. Kurt from Orfield, PA. Have you heard of any changes to the traffic patterns for next year? Any chance of an elevated walkway over Park Avenue similar to the one near the Giant Center in Hershey, or an underground tunnel similar to the near the Pennsylvania Farm Show? We're both familiar with both of those locations, but how about an underground cave that's filled with water they can canoe in?
Ooh, that's a good idea. No, we haven't heard anything yet. So Sandy Barber said at the Cotton Bowl before the game was played in Dallas that they would have an update on parking soon, and also James Franklin's contract term soon. It is now January, 22nd, I guess it is, 23rd, and you know, we still don't have that. Penn State's openness webpage still doesn't work, so don't get your hopes up to expect any news on that front soon, but I do think they'll do some modifications to the year one plan. I do not expect those to include any new structures or ways to get in, like a bridge or an underground tunnel.
Dan from Florida asked about the recruiting weekend. Mark from Murraysville asked about the next two hires. Brian from Florida asking about how to keep the four running backs happy. And Kurt from Orfield asking about the traffic pattern. Who had the best question in your eyes?
Let's go with the recruiting weekend one.
Dan from Florida. Next time we should get somebody who's overseas or something that we can really up the shipping charges.
That's right. That's right. Yep.
On Jimmy here. So, all right, we got a polo shirt coming your way. We will reach out about that. Thank you for your questions on this edition of Ask Greg. We got one more segment to go here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're going to talk some Penn State wrestling. Where are the Lions programs going? We'll talk about that in just a moment.
Get in on all the big game action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.